Brothers and sisters, God bless you. It is my pleasure to greet you. It makes my soul happy to be able to send you all words to all my brothers and my sisters who are in the various locations throughout the world. How beautiful is it to speak this way? How much has our church grown, and how much does our church reach various countries, tongues, nationalities, and so on? How beautiful. Brothers and sisters, the churches are starting to open up again. We are starting to go back to our regular schedule in our locations, and how beautiful. Now we must start to attend church with a different mindset. The pandemic left us many, many longings, many desires to want to be in the house of our God, the delightful path, a blessing and joyful path. And these chances we're getting, we cannot waste them. We must attend and enjoy what God may give us and gives us through the congregation wherein He manifests Himself. Congregations that are under the name Church of God, Ministry of Jesus Christ International. Proudly, as our sister Mary Luisa told us, if you want to be proud of something, be proud of the Lord. We feel proud of our God. When we're there, we raise our hands. We call on to Him. We sing to Him and so on, brothers and sisters. When we're there, we find the roots of our happiness. That's where our happiness is generated. That's the place where the early stages of a pleasing life before our God dwells. There we will sow. And throughout our life, we sow, which it's something we learn in the congregation, but we live this when we're outside in our social circles and our work, or if you're a student and so on and so forth. And that's life. Understanding first this, understanding that when we arrived to our churches, there was always one for the first time. And that first time, we came out astonished, amazed, happy. We broke down. We had tears in our eyes, tears of joy, tears of happiness. They asked us, what happened to us? What did they do to you? And the thing is, when we're there, something beautiful happened, a real encounter with God, according to the scriptures. According to what Paul taught to the Corinthians, stating that when a non-informed person who is not constant, he is convinced by all. The secrets of his heart are revealed. All of that happens when the Holy Spirit speaks to us. We all have that experience. But as it turns out, my dear brothers and sisters, time goes on and then it is as though you sort of lose that first love. Others had an overly emotional response, and so it happens what it's written in the parable of the sower. But we are the good ground. We are going to constantly sow. There is an experience from a person in the Bible, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 38, This is a beautiful experience, an event that took place in the life of a king, but it brings us great lessons. Chapter 38 of Isaiah, and it states, in those days Hezekiah was sick and near death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, went to him and said to him, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. And then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord and said, remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart, and have done what is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. As you continue reading, you will find that God gave many years to live, gave him 15 years more to live, and in the plan of God at that point, which was to cut down his life, this person was changed. But what I learned from this, my dear brothers and sisters, is that he said, remember, O God. He had moral values to say to God those words. He had sound reasons, solid reasons for God to hear him and answer his plea. Do I have this? Do we all have this? Do we have those qualities found in this King Hezekiah? If we do not, there's still time. There's still time when life, when the world is thrown into turmoil with so much tragedy, so many unpleasing things, so many ugly things, brothers and sisters. Wars, tsunamis, volcanoes. Well, violence, kidnapping, so many things that happen that cause human beings to be alarmed. And you think about it and say, what's happening? Well, in this way, in this beautiful example from this character, he was sheltered in the God of heavens. He had sound reasons for God to hear his plea. And he said, remember, O Lord. Could we say this to the Lord? Remember, O God, when I gave my offerings, when I complied with the verses that says that you bless the cheerful giver, or I gave you what belonged to you, the tithes, the praises, the honor, the glory. Throughout my life, I constantly sowed, Lord. Sowing, because in your word I find in a passage in the Bible, I find in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse number 7, I find the following words. Verse 7, chapter 6, Galatians. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. How beautiful that Hezekiah said, remember, O Lord, asking God to remember all the things that this man did. And these were beautiful actions, what he had. He helped his neighbor, perhaps he enacted and respected the laws of our God. He made people respect him. He organized the priests and so on. What other people weren't able to do, he organized them. And so today, we should also say to God, Lord, remember. So as we say that we sow throughout our lives, we must sow what is good so that we reap blessings. Because everything you sow, as it's stated, those who sow the wind shall reap the whirlwind. If I sow violence, that is what I will reap. If I sow hatred, if I sow resentment, all of it, that is what I will reap. And all of it shortens our lives. And all of that becomes tragedy, sadness, and pain. God invites me to sow what is good so that when difficult moments come, as stated in Psalm 23, though I walk in the valley of death, I want God to protect me, to keep me safe. I want God to see that I have been sowing what is good. And it will be a constant action in me. And you remind the Lord. And those things that were not pleasing, I am going to remove them. I am going to cast them from my life. Because if something happens to me, what moral authority will I have to say to God, Lord, have mercy on me? And that way I won't have eternal life, and like that I won't have blessings, like that I won't be able to delight myself when it's stated in your word. The effort of those who cleanse their hearts, you say that those whose hearts are pure, they will see the blessings of God. They will see God. They will see your hand. They will see miracles. They will see healings. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I want to see that. And so I am going to prepare my heart. I am not going to have those thoughts as I walk into the church. Jealousy, envy. I'm not. My neighbor purchased a second new car. I'm still enjoying my old little car, my used car. I'm still enjoying what God has given me, and I will rejoice with what God has given me. I'm not going to bring anything evil against anyone, nor will I focus on the fruits of the flesh for anything, because God cannot be deceived. God sees me in the depth. He examines everything. And as Paul said to the Hebrews, he examines everything, and we are before his presence. And we are naked before his presence, meaning he sees us in that way. We are naked before him. I cannot hide, not the slightest lie or evil thought, nothing. Where will I hide from his presence? He will always be there. Therefore, I will sow towards eternal life. I will sow towards his blessings. I will sow towards new difficult moments, and God will help me. I will have an upright heart, as in this instance, King Hezekiah preached. when he stated that he had a blameless heart in the sight of God. Blessed God, help us, Lord. Extend your hands, my Lord. Bring us out, my Lord. Bring us out. Put your people on high, my Lord. We know you, Lord. We know that wickedness is always before us. Lord, come in our aid with your mercy. Come with your kindness. And give us, Lord, the presence, the beautiful presence, the Holy Spirit. We long to prophesy. We long to speak in tongues. We long to present, offer you sacrifices, living sacrifices for you, Lord. Protect all my brothers and sisters all around the world, anywhere they may be. Protect those who are sick. May they feel your hand, your presence, your glory, and may they give you all praises, all worship, all glory, everything in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you all, brothers and sisters.